Since you can look around the room, when's the last time you saw Mondo?
Mondo De La Vega, I haven't seen in quite some time. He was out at Morningside. Mondo and his lovely wife used to rent the house that Kathy and I live in.
Oh, my. You're kidding me.
No, sir.
Well, guess what?
And he paid his rent every month on time.
Mondo is here.
Mondo De La Vega. I always liked that name. You know, regardless of what it is, you know, at center court, there's Mondo De La Vega.
Standing at 5'11" against 7'4" Zach Eady.
Mondo De La Vega.
Mondo De La Vega looks like he's bringing Ricky Baker with him.
Oh, really?
See, I wanted to get you another voice so you knew what was going on.
Voice. Okay.
When you're a sighted man.
I see those over there, but I don't. And they haven't talked, so I don't know.
So I'm helping you out the best I can.
I appreciate it.
All right. Guess what? You can take the break. We want to get to these guys. We're going to find out what's going to happen in Morningside. Mondo
De La Vega will be here in a moment on Good Morning Ozarks. Welcome to the 7:30 half hour of Good Morning Ozarks. Keith O'Neill and Charlie Ingram at 7:30 and 61 degrees. Darren's going to keep us updated on the weather. There is a chance of some severe weather later today, but we'll keep you updated on that, Mr. Ingram.
Do me a favor. We'll take my bucket.
Your bucket?
Set it over there.
The coffee? Out of the way. You guys get coffee?
Yeah, it's empty, Keith. There's coffee? Nothing left in it.
He didn't give you much.
I gave
you
all you're going to get.
All right. Oh, well, man, he gave you a shot of
the Lord can. The Lord can multiply that for
if you.
If you
would like more, there it is.
Okay, Keith, explain to them what Lifehouse Coffee is right here at the station, what they're drinking.
That guy right there goes to Brazil and other places and picks beans off of the trees, combines them together, roasts them, grinds them if necessary, puts them in bags, and sells them. And all the money stays here. It's Lifehouse Coffee, and it's great.
Amen.
Now, all that was true, except he doesn't go to Brazil.
No, he doesn't. I don't know where he goes.
Well, he uses FedEx, but there's no aftertaste to that coffee.
Nope.
And if you guys out of Morningside want to buy some of that, check with Darren.
Come on.
And he'll tell
good
you.
Good stuff.
It's really, really good. And we have it every morning. And in fact, that's what kind of gives us a spiritual lift here.
There you go.
Where have you been?
Where have I been? What did you say? I'm not young anymore?
Well, I didn't say
come
alive
on,
yet.
Man.
He said you were the old guy.
I'm the old guy now.
So, guys, let me take you back way back.
Way back. 20 years ago.
Right there on the end of that table where we used to be, and Jim Baker was sitting in this corner.
Yep.
And Mr. Crawford had called me and said, would you like to have Jim on the show? All this has happened. He's been released from prison. I'm going to bring his book by to you. And I sat right there, and in the middle of the show, I said, you know what, let's just be gut-level honest. I said, I'm guilty of Tammy Faye jokes and other things, but watching what you've gone through and what you've been, I want to apologize for that. It happened right there.
Mm.
And then when you're at your place over by the expressway,
yeah,
the gentleman who wrote the book from the in the book, come on, Keith, that attorney that did the, it was not
James
a Christian
Albert,
attorney.
Yeah.
And it said, wrote the book basically not guilty.
Yeah, miscarriage of justice.
And yes. I said to Jim, and I remember this, never forget this. Man, Jim, if it's me, I'd be standing out there handing that book to everybody.
That's right.
And he said, it's not my battle to fight.
Ooh.
Wow, Keith. Wow. You were with me that day.
Absolutely. We used to do remotes over there.
Mondo was 4, if I remember right. Ricky, maybe 5. I can't remember exactly.
Right.
Ricky, what are you doing? We know Mondo. What are you doing here?
Come on. I was 4 years old, actually, when Pastor Jim adopted me. I think Mondo is probably 37.
I remember you. And you have a sister, too.
I have many sisters. Yep, yeah. I'm the youngest of 5 sisters.
I remember that. You came to Branson. Where in the world is Branson?
That's it.
So all that happened, and then all of a sudden Morningside starts, and things start to happen down there, and the growth takes place. But we've got something special to talk about. So before we do that, kind of give us an update to our listeners this morning here on Good Morning Ozarks. Mondo.
Well, man, you know, since 2003, we started at Studio City Cafe, the old Cowboy Cafe, the famous old Cowboy Cafe. And while we were doing that, we were building Morningside at Blue Eye, Missouri. Now, I got to get something straight here, Keith. Is it Missouri or Missouri?
Yes.
Come on. That's somebody right. Speak to
I'm
me.
I'm going
to
tell you, because you want either. The original guy. I'm from here. I was born here. It's Missouri.
Missouri. Oh, it's settled.
It's Missouri.
Missouri. But guess what? Governor Ashcroft, which is a fine man.
Yep. Was here.
Was here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we said, Governor, we need to ask you a question. The same question.
Same question.
Governor, I need to know because I'm from Saxton.
Yeah.
Not Saxton.
Saxton.
Okay. Just like you're down by Blue Eye and Barville.
That's right.
And so you guys have enough accents. You can do that. So we said, Governor Ashcroft, is it Missouri or Missouri?
And he answered exactly what I just did. Yes.
Missouri.
Yes.
Either one you want.
Yes.
Either one you want. So pick everyone which one you want.
Well, you know, we moved to Blue Eye.
Right.
Missouri. Right. I hope I'm doing it justice.
You're good. You're doing
And we started the television program there along with the church, along with different events. And we got an amazing event that we do every single year. And, Ricky, this is something that we wanted to take time and talk to Keith about. And Keith is boss.
That's
you
right.
know? No, I'm kidding, Keith.
Keith is boss.
No, you can't fool me. We make you feel like he's the boss. I'm going to say, he's the boss.
He's the boss. But we do the Expo, Now Expo.
Patron, if we're going to
use the right language. There you
Patron,
go.
Yeah. We're going to use the right language, guys. Come on.
Hefe. Yeah.
Right. You know, this is an event we hold at Morningside every single year. We bring prophetic voices from across the nation, and we bring them here to Little Blue Eye, Missouri, either in person or via Skype. But this is one of the most exciting things we do. We have people like Mark Biltz. He's one of the first men ever to discover, you know, the eclipse, the blood moon. He wrote books about it, and many other teachers followed after him. But to have that many voices come to the middle of nowhere Blue Eye, I think we're population 165. So many times they say, what is a Blue Eye? But we bring them here.
You know, but we get people like Steve Chicolante, which has broken YouTube records.
That's
you
right.
You know. He gets several hundred thousands, if not millions of views. And then, of course, Rick Joyner, Dave Robbins, is going to be some of the guests there. Nace and Jordan Roberts, Grit Down, Chow Down. It's a new product that this gentleman out of Tulsa, Oklahoma have developed. It's changing the food industry. These guys are amazing. But, you know, one of the things is helping people get prepared.
That's right.
Understanding the prophetic timeline, understanding where we are according to the book of Revelation. I think everybody wants to know, where are we? What is going on? Everything seems to go upside down and down up. Listen, it gets so confusing, guys, that we need people to help us interpret what's happening right now.
Well, let me tell you, we don't have to interpret too much when yesterday is Easter, a holy day for we that are Christians.
I couldn't believe the news.
And when that unbelievable.
You know why?
I couldn't believe it. You could have slapped me.
Absolutely. Well,
I should have slapped you.
Yeah. You got one free slap coming.
One free slap.
You know, Pastor Jim Baker said this quote, and it's amazing. He said, God did not give us the book of Revelation so that we would fear the end of the world. He gave it to us so that we could save those around us from being on the wrong side of judgment. God wants us to be mentally, physically, and spiritually prepared for all that is coming. That's a quote from Pastor Jim Baker, and we stand by that. That's truly what we believe.
I remember I got saved in 61 out in California, and you know about California.
Yeah.
And we said, well, Revelations, boy, it's way out there, and, you know, I hope I live that long or whatever. Now it's what page of Revelations are
That's right.
on?
So, to answer your question, President Biden marked March 31st as Transgender Day of Visibility. He read that from somebody. And drew criticism from doing so during Easter Sunday. Orlando Magic star Jonathan Isaac, this is the guy that came out with the tennis shoe line I told you about, joined in on, ripping the president. That was a comment from the writer, not from him, formerly Twitter. And he said, they know exactly what they're doing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so for we that are here, let's be like the guards today. Never really got that picture much in my mind when the guards went, they were there when he came out of the tomb. And I'm telling you, I can just see it right now. Jesus, good morning. How are you? Hey.
Yep.
See you later. I'm out of here.
And, guys, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And the guards, according to Matthew, said, we got to go tell somebody. So where'd they go to the religious leaders? They said, we've got an answer for this, Keith. What'd they do?
Well, they paid them off to keep their mouth shut.
And if it gets to the governor's ears, we'll lie for you.
Yep.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We're just living the lie.
Yeah.
So we as Christians need to hold our heads up. And then they started playing... Don't you love people? Don't you care? Of course. See, don't even go there.
That's right.
We have a Savior that came because we were unworthy. All of us.
Amen.
None of us. None of the men you're listing are holy enough.
No.
Amen.
Jim Baker, Charlie Ingram, Keith O'Neill, Billy Graham, nobody. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then on that great resurrection day that we celebrate yesterday, the rising of Jesus Christ, who said, I've come to set you free.
Amen. He's come to set us free. That's right. You know, I'm reminded of a story. My daughter, just a few weeks ago, she's a 3-year-old girl. She said, "Mom, you know, my nose hurts." She goes, "Okay, I need you to sneeze." So she, with all of her umph, went, and she goes, "No, I need you to sneeze." And she repeated to cough again. And it just took me back. And I realized in that moment, sometimes we have the best intentions, but we don't actually understand what it is that we're doing. Yeah. We as believers have to understand what we are doing. And we have to follow the word of God. You know, Matthew 6 says, "No man can serve two masters. You either love one and hate the other." And we have to come to this point as believers where we truly say, "I will serve one master. I'll put my feet here on the solid foundation and I will not budge anything."
Yeah. You know, what's so crazy is that in the church, we need practical things to be able to help us understand what's happening. And a lot of the practical things is getting together, understanding how to, you know, get prepared. And meaning, getting prepared meaning is, how to understand the scriptures? How to understand? How do we get prepared? What does the Bible say about getting ready? What does the Bible have to say about the eclipse coming, right? There's so much talk about that. And not only the world's confused, I happen to believe that the church is confused. Half of the church doesn't know what's going on. Half of the church needs to know what's going on so we can align with the gospels of what Christ came and died for.
That's right.
Yet we don't understand it. We are living in times that are getting very confusing. But I tell you what, we got people like Rick Joyner, Reverend Dave Robbins. We got people like, you know, Mark Bilts and Steve Chocolante that are going to be joining us every evening starting Thursday, April 11th. Every evening they're going to be there, of course. But, you know, or the Jim Baker Show starts at 10 a.m.
That's right.
And we're going to go down all the way to 7 p.m. with special services. But in between that, we're going to have workshops. We're going to have evening sessions. We're going to have practical ways to understand how to get ready. We got some of the leading experts on solar versus – you like items that can help you get ready with solar? Right. I love this because solar versus what? This is something that most people don't want to understand. But when you understand how to get ready with solar and having the Lion Energy, which is solar power, and how to power your refrigerator, how to power your
practical
CPAC
items.
Machine and being able to be ready, people need to understand that there are items out there that can help you get through the process to be able to help someone else. This is not just for yourself. This is about thinking about your neighbor.
It's about the community.
You know, when I lived at your house, and thank you, by the way, Keith, for helping me be at your house. He lives in a beautiful big mansion.
Oh,
you
yeah,
guys don't
right.
know that.
Yeah.
This is a huge mansion.
Yeah, right.
My son built it for him, I'll tell you.
That's a different house.
Didn't charge him enough.
That's a different house.
But when you talk about solar versus off the grid, this is what I wanted to talk about. What is the difference between the two of them? Well, we got some experts that are going to help us understand what that means. Most people don't know what living solar and off the grid means. Yet, a lot of people are choosing to go either solar or off the grid. And there's a technique to it, guys. There's a technique to understand what that means. We also have sessions that will help you understand Revelation in the News, sessions that can help you understand Know Before You Grow Gardening with our sister Maricela Woodall. And, of course, we got a brand new product that is called the Ark Seeds that has over 50,000 heirloom seeds to help you garden this year.
That's right.
Now, is this a one-day event on the 11th?
No, sir. This is a three-day event,
so
Thursday,
starts
Friday.
The 11th.
Yes, sir. Okay. It starts Thursday, Friday, and Saturday all day
now,
long.
Are we looking at reservations? Can they come and go? Kind of tell us what we can do.
Absolutely.
Yep. So we're asking if you'll reserve. You can come and attend in person for free. You can show up and visit all the workshops, all the classes, all the seminars. You can come do that for free. Or if you want to watch online, because we do have a wide audience across the United States of America, there is a fee you'll pay to watch it online.
Where do we go to find out about that?
You can go to readynowexpo.com. So it's the word ready, the word now, and then the word expo.com. And that's where you can find all the information on the speakers. Yeah. You know, our primary function as the church is to make sure that people are spiritually prepared. It is our number one goal. It's why we bring people like Reverend Dave Robbins, who is the son-in-law of the late Irvin Baxter, which we love. He is now the leader of the End Times Ministries down in Texas. But spiritual preparation is absolutely the most vital thing that we can have here as the church. Why? Because we are not fighting a battle that is physical. While it may look so, we are fighting a battle that is not against flesh and blood. It is spiritual.
Right.
We have the principalities around us. And I'll tell you right now, if your soul is worth every single day the entities of hell trying to capture it, then we should be looking at it as something valuable.
Absolutely.
That the Son of God came down and shed his blood on a cross so that we could have eternity solidified with him. I think every single day we should be waking up and saying, hey, who can I evangelize to? Even if I'm driving through a drive-thru, who can I tell about Jesus Christ today?
Absolutely.
There's a picture that was painted for me. I don't think I can do it justice on the radio, but it's just like sitting in this room. And the guy drew the map and the picture, and he took the ceiling above us, and he split it just like the Red Sea. And he shoved it back. So instead of seeing the ceiling tile and the lights up above where the demons and all kinds of things, these are all kind of sticking their heads down through the ceiling. Just showing us that right above us is we've got the spiritual warfare going on that wants us to steal, kill,
and destroy.
And destroy.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's what we see in the news, we see in the reports. But we've got the truth, men.
Amen.
We have the truth.
You know, if we're going to be the New Testament church, we got to help one another.
Unity.
You know, the unity in the body of Christ. But, you know, when you talk about the workshops we're going to have, all things sourdough. Can you imagine that? A lot of people don't even know how to make bread anymore. You know, we got to go back to Keith's time to understand what that means.
Back to Mondo's time.
Yeah, back to Mondo.
You know, but raising backyard chickens for beginners, right? That's an idea that is so far-fetched, yet when you look at the revelation in the news, when you look at what's happening with poultry right now, it's ridiculous. When you have China owning, listen, guys, when you understand how China is buying up farmland, that tells you what the future is for poultry here in America. Biggest companies, I'm not going to get mention any names, I don't want to get sued this morning, maybe later this evening,
sure.
But this morning I don't want to get sued, but one of the largest American-made companies has been sold to China that provide chicken. Yet, when you look at the GMO on what's happening with chicken, you'll be surprised what you're buying at the store. We need to understand how to raise our own chickens. Again, this is not alarming people to get fearful. This is getting people to be ready, be prepared, be conscious.
It's to live a healthier lifestyle, too.
About what you're buying at your store, because they're changing everything. Yet, it's all scriptural. The Bible has warned us about this. The Bible has, you know, set an alarm about this. Yet, we don't know the scriptures enough to know that we are living in times that Jesus talked about in Matthew 24.
You know, we see in 1 Timothy 4:3, it says, they forbid people to marry and order them to abstain from certain foods which God has created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. And 1 Timothy obviously is just a prelude showing us what's going to happen before the Lord returns. And if that doesn't sound like today's day, they're forbidding marriage. They don't want marriage. They say, hey, you know what? It's okay. You can just go live together.
Sure.
Be happy together. They're forbidding foods. They're, you know, the government agency just said, hey, it's probably better that you can get a certain amount of protein out of a pound of, you know, bugs instead of actually eating meat. But the Lord gave us and provided us what we need to sustain our day-to-day lives. We need to go back to the root of what it is that he gave us.
Well, I like what you're talking about today, guys, is give us information.
Absolutely.
You know, give us information that I can say, okay, I want to make my decision. This is nobody dictating this to you. We live in a free world, free society, and we're free. But listen closely. So I've got a question to pop up. I get the solar stuff. I got that.
Yeah.
Because I've got a few solar-powered things that work fairly well. But let's talk about water. I live right by a big creek.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a lot of water. But guess what, Keith? Mm. I can't drink that water.
No, you're not. That's right. Drink that water.
Okay, but yet I have a water source. So there's got to be some sources to help me with that so that I bring my 5-gallon bucket in. I can flush the toilet with that, Keith, but I can't drink it.
That's right.
So who's going to tell us how to filter that?
You know, we have a product called Seychelles, and if you see that product anywhere, just know you're drinking the best of the best when it comes to water. Carl Palmer, he was actually the man who developed the reverse osmosis machine for the in-home use. He sold it to a big soda pop company. But then he said, you know what? I need to ensure that people are always and consistently drinking clean water. So he invented this company called Seychelles, based off the Seychelles Islands. And Mondo, when I tell you this is clean water, we took this to Puerto Rico and we were drinking water out of a rainforest. And we walked out and it said, please don't drink the water. There's parasites in it. We're still alive, moving today. We were there when the Mississippi disaster happened and we were drinking water out of the Mississippi River and it was clean, pure water.
I think is this like a filter you put
it through? Yeah, that's it. You took the words out of my mouth, Keith. Thank you.
That's okay.
No, listen, the water filtration system is something that it's not made equal, right? We see a lot of them in the stores, yet they don't activate the same. what makes Seisho the best
spell
in my part. Seisho, S-E-Y-C-H-E-L-L-E. Keith, you didn't think I can spell,
Mondo gets
right?
to keep his job. Mondo gets to keep
his
job.
Great job. Good job.
Oh, man.
Seisho.
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 And listen, one of the things that we're watching is the catastrophes in America's water system.
Yes.
It is out of control. I think we all understand that in America we have a water crisis.
Look at Flint,
again,
Michigan.
We don't want to deal with it because we think it never happens to us. But all you have to do is look at your water levels locally. This is not against people that work in the water industry. This is about taking care of your own family. How do we help one another in our community? And the key is having the right products to be able to help you. Listen, when you have 75% of the water you're drinking away from home, you think somebody is filtering your water when you go to a restaurant? Absolutely not. You think people are washing their hands after they go to the bathroom and they have to dump the ice in the ice machine? Hopefully they're doing the thing, but most of the time they find E. coli in the ice machines.
That's
more than the creeks. Yet most people are not conscious about that. But when you want to live your life consciously, knowing that you can be ready at any moment, and have products that can help you and save your life daily. The water Seisho products are a water filtration system that can help you take out bacteria, chlorine, of course, chromium-6, heavy metals. Again, Seisho has become a number one product all over the world and has been distributed to millions of people, especially our military.
Is this a non-electric? I mean, it's, you know, you don't have to have electricity to make
it work.
Sir, no, this is just a bottle. So you just put the water in, you screw the lid back on, the filter's at the bottom of the bottle, and you just drink normally.
Where do we see this? Is there a website we've got that we can?
Absolutely. Listen, we're going to be demoing this product during our workshops. And if you visit ReadyNowExpo,
right.com,
you can get all the information there. But I dare you come over. This is not about changing your mind. This is about educating your mind. Where I love what you just said, Char, because if you learn how to educate yourself, you can make the right decision for yourself.
We're not
dictating you. We're not trying to make you believe something. No, come and find the information out. If it fits for your lifestyle, if it fits for what you have been studying, and you do your own research, then you're going to make up your own mind.
See, I think the reason this is important, because, look, we have listeners all over, and all different walks and all different brands, but we all know one thing. Let's get one thing straight, Keith, right off the bat. We have a God.
That's it.
That sent his son Jesus.
Amen.
To die for us because we weren't good enough. By the drops of blood, we are saved. Now, after that, folks, you start to seek your own guidance and say, Lord, what do you want me to learn? And you're giving us learning things. Now, Keith, I know it's going to be a little tougher for you, but I'm sure.
No, the thing is this. Listen, what we like people to do is visit the website, jimbakershow.com, visit the affiliates that we have set up to educate yourself about the Grit Down Chow Down, a brand new product that it is real meat. This is meat that has been grass-fed, real cows. But yet, this two gentlemen out of Tulsa,
the Robert brothers,
have been able to create a product to be able to have a source of meat. Can you imagine that?
That lasts 10 to 15 years.
Shelf life.
That's right. 10 to 15 years.
That's not
years.
Jerky.
No, this is that's not right. Jerky. But listen, again, I want you to go visit our website and learn about the affiliate programs about Seisho water filtration. Learn about the solar energy, Lion Energy products. Learn about the new Mana product of food emergency kits.
That's right.
These are all practical items to help you understand what options are available out there.
I'd like for you to do me a favor. For those that might be unfamiliar with some of these names, like myself, I'd like to hear a little bit about them. If you could kind of go down through this and kind of give me their expertise, Keith.
Well, you talked about the Roberts Brothers in Tulsa, all right? And there's other people. Some of the other people, where are they from that created these products?
You know, we have people like Darren Parker. They're going to be there with us. He was actually a police chief here in Missouri, and he actually trained SWAT for the state of Missouri. He's going to be teaching on just some basic security things, you know, how to make sure that you and your home are prepared. We have people like Daniel Brigman. He is the founder of New Mana. It is a 20-plus-year shelf-life food. They're a wonderful, amazing Christian couple, and they want to
out
get
of
the
Missouri.
Body. That's right, out of Missouri, and they want to get the body of Christ prepared. We have Marcella Woodall. She's actually our sister. She's going to be teaching some work classes, some workshops. She has been developing a garden that is massive, and she wants to make sure that people can have clean, sourced food.
Time out. I want to go back to the other guy. On the long shelf life, if, you know, I was in the military, and I know what shelf life is. Longer lasts you 2 or 3 days, you're okay before they shoot at you again.
That's right.
But here's my question. Can somebody describe for me on their food packets, you're adding water, how are you doing that?
It is simply add water. Everything is there. Obviously, if you want, you can add your own seasonings.
Understand.
But it is add water and heat food. So once it is cooked for about 10 to 15 minutes, you are good to eat it. Or if you want to just let it sit in the water and rehydrate, it is also able to eat it. But who doesn't want a hot meal? So
yeah,
that's right.
And and from your experience, how's it taste?
Wonderful. This is the best food. We went with we had another food brand. We loved them and they were great. Whenever we tasted Numana's food, we thought, oh my goodness, this is the company we need to be doing business with.
This is gluten-free, organic, different options. It doesn't have all the preservatives that a lot of this other companies put in order. Again, this is seasoned for whatever your taste buds are.
Right.
If you want to add more salt, that's on you. It's not salty. A lot of people think that a lot of the preparedness food is over salty, and some are. Now, I want to tell you something. We have tried about 98% of the emergency food that is out there.
Not more,
And I can tell you that it's not working, guys. It doesn't. It tastes horrible.
Oh yeah.
Yet we have done our work the last 20-some years in bringing you the very best. These are small companies. These are companies that are all the food are made here in America. That's number one you got to watch for.
Amen.
A lot of the other companies get their food from China. They get their food from Mexico. And if you want to eat that and you want to trust it, fine. That's on you. But I like to try and make sure that it's American made.
That's right.
You know, God bless America. I want to tell you that much. But we want to support our local companies, local ministries, and be able to partner with them. But Numana is an organic option, gluten-free options.
Wow.
So there's a lot more options with
now,
this.
Now, do I have to have my own bottle of Tabasco sit next to that?
Yeah. You do. That's right.
Just want to make sure.
You know, one of the great things about the expo is you can come and try all of this.
Okay.
So come in person, Blue Eye, Missouri, at Morningside Church. You can come trial if, if you're saying, hey, you know what, I want to see how the Seychelles bottle works in person. Come and try it. If you want to taste the food, you can come and try it. If you want to see how our solar options work, you can try it. You know, Hosea 4 says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. We are simply presenting the information.
Yeah.
That is all we are going to do. We're going to present the information, and every individual will be able to make the choice they see fit for their family.
I've heard a lot of people say, oh, I'd love to get prepared, but it costs so much money to get this and that and the other thing and all that jazz. And I just, you know.
Great question.
Is that a deterrent or what?
No, I think what the key about? Is
something
when
for every
you.
Price point.
There's a balance, right? There's a balance to be able to fit whatever works for your budget. This is one thing we've talked with a lot of these companies that we have affiliates with is we want to make sure that our partners or viewers or friends, anyone that gets a hold of these products gets the best price for their family.
That's right.
We have worked very hard to make sure that everyone that feels that they can't afford it, you know what? There's a price point for everybody.
Sure.
That's right.
And I think the key is this. You've seen it. People have made fun of us. People have mocked us. People have laughed at us. But they weren't laughing, Keith, when the hurricane in Houston was taking place.
We were able to take truckloads
of food. People weren't laughing when the Joplin tornado happened and we showed up with the items that people have mocked us with. They weren't laughing anymore. And they told us, oh, we were one of the people that were laughing and mocking you. But yet, today, my family has nothing, and your food saved our family. I think the key is this, is being able to understand that you have to try it. You have to see it for yourself. I want you to come over Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Be a part of the sessions. Make your own conclusion about what we're doing and what's happening. So if it fits your budget, we want to work with you, and we want our affiliate people to work with you.
That's right.
You know, guys, from Thursday, and remember, they weren't laughing when they closed the door on the Ark either.
That's right.
Guys, very simple. Can you stay with us past 8 o'clock?
Yes.
Because I still would like to hear about some more. But you go down to Johnny Morris Parkway. That's called 86.
Amen.
And once you make your way through the Garth Brooks area, two different roundabouts, about another five or six minutes on the left, you're going to find Morningside. If you get to the Blue Eye Junction, you've gone too far, turn around, buy your burger, and come on back and make a right and go back into Morningside. You cannot miss it. It's well signed. If you're coming from the other direction, you don't get to the Johnny Morris Thruway yet. You just come past the junction, wait and make sure nobody's coming from Arkansas on your right side. Come on, well, as soon as you make that turn, almost immediately you have a right coming from the west.
That's right.
Keith? You got it. All right, gentlemen, we're going to stick around with this because we're going to be back. This all starts a week from Thursday at 10 o'clock. Give me the website again.
It's readynowexpo.com.
All right, readynowexpo.com. We're going to put a link on our KLFCradio.com website, and you'll be able to find it easier. Well, we're looking at 61 degrees, and Darren's going to keep us updated on the weather. There is a chance of some rain till later tonight, some severe weather possible, so stay tuned to hear your weather activity.
Why do you still have coffee in your cup, and we're over here taking a turn?
I'm empty, buddy. I have nothing left.
You have nothing left.
Mondo drank his fourth of a cup already.
Well, I shouldn't have said anything. I still have about half full. I took too much this morning.
I'm done with mine. All right, we're going to continue Good Morning Ozarks right here at the round table. Thank you very much for your time this morning to spend it with us on a Monday, the first day of April. My goodness, April already, 2024.
Are you fooling me?
No.
That's right.
I wouldn't fool you. No. We'll be back on Good Morning Ozarks. Stay with us. Welcome back to the 8 o'clock half hour of Good Morning Ozarks. Keith O'Neill along with Charlie Ingram. It is 8:02 and 61 degrees on this first day of April 2024. It's a Monday, and we're glad you're with us. Thank you for your time this morning. And Mondo De La Vega has stayed with us. Yes, sir. So tell me about, I know you've got a long faith story, but tell me about how you
Wait a minute, I didn't hear you say anything?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Chop liver.
Charlie Ingram's here, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you're here.
Chop liver.
Sorry.
Yeah, and Rich, was it?
Ricky Baker.
Rick.
Yep.
Ricky. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
No, Keith, go ahead. I like your question. Why don't you ask Mondo a question?
I was going to just ask us to tell us your faith story, because the building that had to do with your faith story, I was in I was a kid.
Which one?
The Queen of Angels Hospital.
Oh,
used
my
to be.
Goodness. Of course.
Now
Los Angeles.
Now is the Dream Center. But about 12 of my eye operations were in that building.
Wow.
Spent most of my young summers there. Wow. But tell me about your faith story.
You know, I wrote a book recently called My Crazy Life and the Moments That Brought a Gangster to Grace. It tells about my journey from gangbanging, being part of the L.A. gang scene, all the way up to where I am today. And the Dream Center became a pivot moment for my life, because the Dream Center was a restoration center where Pastor Matthew Barnett and Tommy Barnett created this atmosphere of people like myself, people that were throwaways, people that the world said, lock them up and throw the key away. And that's where I met Jim Baker, by the way. You know, and I write about it in my new book. I brought you guys a copy.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Because I want you guys to read my full story.
Yes.
But it's a full story of hope, a story of faith, a story of prophecy, a story of God never gives up on people.
Amen.
And I want to tell you something. When I was 7 years old, by the time I got to be 8, I was already introduced to the gangster lifestyle. By the time I'm 11 years old, I was already jumped into the gang. By the time I'm in my teens, the world's telling me, lock them up and throw the key away. Yet my sister walked in, Keith, and said, what if God is real? What if prayer works, and what if you have a different destiny? That was a great pivot moment in my life to believe that maybe life is more than just gangbanging and prison and whatnot.
Mondo, I love to ask this question. I don't believe any of that. I don't believe any of it. Somebody said, I don't believe any of that. And what's your answer going to be to the person that says, I don't believe that?
I'd be like, I didn't believe in it either. But I want to tell you what, life is crazy. There are moments in our lives that we have to come up against. I don't believe in that. I didn't believe in God myself. I didn't believe there was more to life than what I was living. You have to remember, guys, I was told every single day by my homeboys, my friends, my gang, not to make plans past 18 years old, because I was either going to be dead or life in prison or in a coma somewhere. So I didn't believe there was a God. But yet when my sister walked in and said, what if God is real? What if prayer works? What if you have a different destiny? Now she allowed me to use my mind and say, wait a minute, what if there's more to life than this? What if there's more to life than drugs? What if there's more to life than bankruptcy? What if I don't know what question people ask themselves today, but I know this. If you've tried everything in your life and nothing seems to be working, someone told me years ago, God is going to do things in your life to get your attention, and how you respond to it depends on you.
And what I love about what you've just said, and Keith and I talk about it all the time, just like the guards we talked about. The guards that saw Jesus walk out of that tomb. I don't know why I've never had that picture before of Jesus walking out and say, "How you doing, guys? I'm leaving." And they're saying, "Oh, my goodness." And you could go to those guards and say, "You're lying." Just like you said. And you would say, "I don't care," in a kind way. "I don't care what you think. This happened to me.
That's right.
Yes. No matter what you say, you can be a naysayer, you can be a hater, this is what happened to me."
Absolutely. And so where'd your sister come to know the Lord? How did that happen?
You know, my sister, my grandmother introduced my sister to a local church, and my sister and I lived in the same house, yet we were living two separate lives. My sister was desperate for God. And she fell in love with God. She fell in love with the church. She went, started going to church, started fasting and praying. And my sister would tell me, "I'm praying for you." And I would just tell her, "Shut up." I was just ignorant. Sure. But my sister kept praying for me and fasting for me. And I tell people, don't give up on the people that you're believing for. Why? Because the most impossible person can be the most possible person to reach if you just stay consistent.
Amen.
My sister was staying consistent. The gangs were staying consistent until my sister pushed through and believed in her faith, believed that what she was praying for. She came up to me, Keith, and said, "God spoke to me and told me that before this year was over, God was going to save your life." She never condemned me. She never said, "You're going to hell, you sinner." Never. She didn't even waste her time. I already knew I was in hell. I knew I was going there. Yet my sister walked in with authority and faith. I think if we really understand what faith looks like, we wouldn't give up on people that easily.
Amen.
Jesus never gave up on people that easily. Seems Amen. Like today everybody's giving up on themselves too easy. Yet my sister stayed consistent until she saw a miracle. And the miracle was she saw her brother change from an evil gang member to now, within 24 hours, I had compassion. Listen, when I walked into the church and the preacher gave me the greatest sermon I've ever heard about Jesus Christ, my heart began to break in pieces. I couldn't believe that this Jesus, this man that he was describing, took a beating for me. Yet I was willing to take a beating for my homeboys. That's what gangsters do. We go to prison for each other, yet we don't have to like each other. But yet this guy named Jesus gave his life for me, not even knowing who nothing about me. I didn't know anything about him. Yet when he talked about the cross, and I tell people this, don't ever stop teaching about the cross. Don't ever stop teaching about the blood of Jesus. Never Amen. Stop teaching Amen. About repentance. I repented that moment. I felt like a filthy sinner. I repented of my sins. I repented of my emotions. I repented of my evil desires. I was an evil man. I was living in sin. Yet when he said he forgives you of your sins, he's a forgiving God.
Amen.
That's what we have to remind people, that God didn't send his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross to get even with you. I thought Jesus wanted to get even with me. I was wondering the same thing, Charlie, that why would a good God allow a little boy to be broken, to be ridiculed? Why would a good God allow people to die? And the more I thought about that, the more angry I became. Why are you teaching about this good God? Why would a good God allow poverty to take place? Why would a good God allow good people to die? Yet I didn't realize that we were all sinners, mm-hmm. saved Amen. By grace.
Amen.
And this good God never allowed that. But our sin is what creates all this evil things to happen around us. Amen. So I share it in my story. And I'm going to be sharing, by the way, the full story on the expo, 2 p.m., Friday, April 12th. I'm going to do a book signing on my brand new book that was released by Charisma House.
Where's the
My
book
Crazy
available?
Life. It's available at thejimbakershow.com, available at amazon.com. available at Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart, Country Mart.
Anywhere
I don't
you
know.
Can go. That's good.
What part of L.A. did you grow up
in? I grew up in East L.A., California.
Yeah, I was out in San Fernando Valley.
Oh, man.
Ricky, how about you? Your faith story for about 5 minutes.
Praise God. You know, I was 4 years old whenever I was adopted by Pastor Jim Baker out of Phoenix, Arizona. The family was just like Mondo's story, you know, ridiculed with gangs, drugs, violence. My mother was only 15 years old when she had me. When I was adopted by Pastor Jim Baker, my mother was actually, my birth mother was in prison. So, you know, it's a short, rough upbringing, but being brought in by Pastor Jim Baker, at this time, all I ever known him was as dad. But having to realize who he was over the next couple decades was amazing, because I realized, oh, this was a man of faith who had built a mega ministry and the world had seen him fall, yet he was building again. As a testimony to my faith, you know, I knew from a young age I would love Jesus, but there was a point in my life, just like most people, where I had walked away from the faith because both of my parents were pastors, and I felt like, you know what, I have my set security in my faith and my family. And so I walked away from the faith. I kind of did whatever I wanted. Then I realized, you know what, my faith must be born from an individual relationship with God. Why? Because when I stand face to face with God Almighty, I don't get to stand with my father. Mm-hmm. I don't get to stand with my mother. I have to stand in front of him solely by myself. So after high school, I attended a school called Christ for the Nations down in Dallas, Texas. And I love it. That's where I met my wonderful wife. And shortly after that, I joined the Army. And I enjoyed my tenure in the Army. I was stationed up in Alaska, J-Bear. It was a wonderful time. But even during that time, I was wrestling with the idea of, God, do I want to be in full-time ministry? Because I've seen the ridicule of what had happened to my family. I'd seen the pain that they had gone through for simply preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'd question, you know, do I want that kind of life for myself and for my family? And I can truly say God had touched my heart, and he said, Ricky, you are called to ministry. You are supposed to be there, and I will sustain you, and I will guide you through all of it. Oh, so I had left the Army. I still serve in the Missouri National Guard, which I am honored to be a part of.
Thank
I absolutely love
service.
It.
Thank
hey,
you.
Thanks for paying taxes, brother. Come on. It goes both ways. I hope you do at least. Come on.
There you go.
But I've moved full-time back now. I help host the Jim Baker Family Show, which is a worldwide show. And the PTL Television Network, which is the network that Pastor Jim Baker had just birthed in the middle of this COVID epidemic, is growing like none other. And I help lead the technology that goes forth with that. And it's just an honor. My story of faith, you know, I thought my whole life I needed this grandeur story of faith. You know, like Mondo, I feel like, man, Mondo's got a testimony.
Sure.
But I realize my testimony is a simple one sometimes. But I realize how powerful it is that God would look down on an individual like Mondo and said, he's worth it. And God would also at the same time simultaneously look down at an individual like me and say, he is also equally just as worth it.
And see what we all want. We all want that road to Damascus experience.
That's right.
And God takes us right where we're at.
Amen.
Yesterday in the Easter message that was given at First Baptist, you just hit on it, Armando. If you ask Satan, do you believe in Jesus? Yes, I do.
Yes.
He says, do you believe in the resurrection? Yes, I do. Do you believe this? But then when he said, will you ask him to forgive you of your sins? Absolutely not.
That's right.
Think about that. Yeah. What you said was absolutely
yes.
Well, guys, we're going to ask you to stay with us through the verse of the day. Got some other questions for you because the last name is Baker. Okay?
Amen.
I'm sure you've not had any ridicule in your life. You don't know how to answer that.
Amen.
And the School of the Ozarks, a big shout out to them, to Brad Dolliff and the staff over there.
Go, Brad!
And to the Purdue Boilermakers, while we're being spiritual this morning. Thank you all. We're in the Final Four. We'll be right back.
Yes, we will. Amen. And the verse of the day is coming up, so you stay with us. That's our verse of the day from the YouVersion Free Bible app. It's available at the App Store, the Google Play Store, and one of the lines that she said there, don't be afraid of spiritual warfare. We just talked about that.
Well, let me
tell
you
how many times does the verse of the day fit right in with what we're talking about?
That's right.
We have a friend that's with us a lot. His name is Omar Eshel. I suggest you look up The Bible Comes to Life. He's a former special forces in Israel. He is, if he's at his house, he looks out his back deck. It's where the pigs went over the hill in the Golan Heights where he lives. And evil spirits went there. And we know that. It's just like today when I came today and I knew what was said yesterday about this transgender time. Okay, don't point your finger at us. You're just doing everything, as the Christian athlete said, just to take the focus off of who we are. But let me tell you what, we win the battle.
Amen.
we win the battle.
That's right.
And they can come after us anywhere we want, but we need people like you all with us in the mornings, all day long, sharing and uplifting, because I tell you what, we've been slimed by the world.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
You talk about a Nickelodeon program, we have been slimed by the world, but we know that. But we have a Teflon on us, on our armor.
That's right.
Slime doesn't stick, Keith.
Amen. That is true. There's power in the blood. You mentioned never stop talking about the cross or the blood, and that's very true.
That's right.
And we get our strength through our walk with Jesus.
Amen.
Now, I know about your gangs because my family's from Torrance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they left Missouri and went out to Torrance. And I remember driving out there, and I was going to Torrance, and I made a right. And I was going up to, where was I headed, Keith, to Watts?
Yeah, probably.
And when the policeman pulled me over and I wasn't speeding, he said, young man, I need to tell you and your wife something. You need to turn around and go the other direction.
Yep, the other direction.
Why was he telling me that?
Listen, because once you get into Watts, there's no coming out, especially for if you're Caucasian.
Right.
You know, you have to understand the streets have a different code. And this is one of the things that I believe that we're living in that time right now, that the only thing that I have discovered that can change a gang member, a hoodlum, or whatever you want to call them, is the power of the gospel. It's the Holy Spirit. Because, you know, when you live a life of crime, when you're living a life of no integrity towards a society, you're full of evil. You just want to get vengeance. You want to get even. The only way to disarm that is by the power of forgiveness.
Amen.
Wow.
By the power of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a believer listening this morning. I want to encourage you with something. You are not fighting for victory, believer. You are fighting from victory. The battle has already been won on the cross. All we have to do is submit ourselves under Jesus Christ, and then we are given authority through who Jesus Christ is and what he has done. You know, Deuteronomy 20 says this. He is saying to them, listen, Israel, today you are about to engage in battle with your enemies, but do not be cowardly. Do not be afraid, alarmed, or terrified because of them. This is my favorite part of the verse right here, Mono. It says, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you victory. And if the Lord your God is fighting for you, then, brother, who can be against you?
Yeah. We'd like to talk two things we like to talk about on the show, and you guys can piggyback on this. Keith is so good at picking this up after this. Number one, we'll talk about, do you have a talking donkey in your life?
Amen. So it's Mondo. He's right here.
Sometimes it's me. I'm sorry.
And so, I'm just kidding.
All of a sudden, Balaam the prophet is being asked to curse Israel. Ooh. He's throwing out some money, just like Judas was, and the king is saying to him, in my translation, says, come on, these people are everywhere.
Yeah.
He says, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to curse them. Well, I got the money over here. I got the clothes. I got all of that. So he's on the donkey, and he starts beating the donkey, Keith.
Yeah.
The donkey says what?
He said, hey, I've been faithful to you, and I've done what you wanted me to do. Why are you beating on me?
Yeah. And all of a sudden, you talk about being in the church. If you're a master of the donkey, you say, did that donkey just speak to me? And then the angel of the Lord said, if you got any further, I would have slain your life. Just like in your life. You stopped, and God saved your life. But here's the special one we like. You probably heard it 1,000 times, but we love it at this time of the year. There was one thief on one side, much like a gang member, much like me, much like you, Mr. Baker.
Amen.
He says, come on, save yourself and save us. Does that sound like us?
Yeah.
What did the other one say?
The other one said, hey, remember me, will you, in paradise when you go. And the Lord said, yes, I'll remember you today. And then we flash forward. We're up there at the gate, and the thief comes up, and he's all ragged and what have you, and the guy says, why should we let you in? Did you go to church? No, I didn't do that. Did you put an offering in?
Speak in tongues?
Speak in tongues? No, I didn't understand none of that.
Did you watch Jim Baker?
He didn't even get to watch Jim. Yeah. He says, wait a minute, I'm going to go get the supervisor. So the supervisor comes over, and he says to the angel guy, he says, this guy, he wants to come in.
Yeah.
And so the supervisor says, why should I let you in? And the thief looks up and says, because the man on the middle cross said I could.
Amen. That's it.
Huh?
Oh, now we're preaching.
That's all you need.
Now we're preaching.
In your all's lives, all of us, the man on the middle cross. So I've had a simple prayer, like the thief on the cross. Father, remember me. Because like you were saying, Lord, what do you have in mind for me? My goodness. Man, Keith's almost 77 years old.
I am 77.
How old are you?
I'm 77.
Oh, my goodness, you're old. I'm only 74. Young man.
Young guy.
Darren's over there in his 50s over there. And he's got a lot to look at you, Amanda. You're not even 55 yet, are you? How old are you?
I'm 16 plus.
I think Mondo's almost to his 80s.
Ah, there you go.
No, he doesn't act
like I'm not young no more, I can tell you that. Yeah. But I can tell you this. that if it wasn't for the man in the middle, I wouldn't be
here. Amen.
The man that gave his life on the cross without even questioning it. We have a lot of questions, yet he never questioned it. All he said was, forgive them.
For they know not what they do.
I mean, amen. Just the fact that he said, forgive them.
Yeah.
For they not know what they're doing. That, for me, that was enough to understand, wow, even in your worst crisis, your worst moments, you have the ability to say, forgive them. How Amen. Many of us can say that?
We can't. And I'm going to tell you something you hit on, too. It says in the scriptures, a guy is a good chance he'd die for a good guy. Okay, there's a chance you got a friend or whatever is a good guy, you die. But the chance of dying for an evil guy isn't going to happen.
Amen. No.
And we're all sinners saved by grace.
Amen.
All right, give us the dates, the time, and the place. And I want to say something else. This is not a timeshare presentation. Did you hear what Armando said? Armando said, come and listen. Use your own mind.
Yeah.
Don't get caught up in the structure of the media and listen to all that. Listen for yourself.
That's right. Yeah. So it's April 11th through the 14th out at Morningside Church. That's 180 Grace Chapel Road. That's in Blue Eye, Missouri. Like you said, it's past Big Cedar. That's right. It's off 86, past Big Cedar, right in the middle of Big Cedar and Dogwood Canyon. That is going to be an amazing event. We have some speakers like Mark Biltz, Steve Ciccolante, Rick Joyner, Dave Robbins, Joshua Giles. We have Michael Snyder. We'll have the very own Mondo de la Vega here with us. But it is a free event in person to come and attend. So if you can make it through one of those 3 days, please come and be a part. And if you're one of the wonderful people listening across the nation here, it is a small fee, $20, to pay to watch online.
Yeah. And don't forget the workshop, Solar versus Off-Grid. I love that. You're going to have people like Lion Energy, the people, John Larson, expert on Lion Energy. You're going to have Blue Tap and Craig Schaefer talking about solar versus off-grid. Of course, you're going to have the evening services where we're going to have the special guest speakers just come in and just minister to you at the end of the day. Don't forget the Jim Baker Show at 10 a.m., and we're going to be doing two tapings with people like Steve Ciccolante, Mark Biltz, Reverend Dave Robbins, Rick Joyner, Michael Snyder, Daniel Brigman, John Larson, and, of course, afternoon book signing with myself talking about Revelation in the news.
Amen.
We're going to be having, of course, I love this, All Thanks Sourdough with Brooke Baker, Marcella Woodall. And I love this one. I love this one because it teaches you about being able to protect your home with the one and only Darren Parker. And Daniel Brigman is going to be teaching as well. Again, Raising Backyard Chickens for Beginners is another workshop. You don't want to miss it.
That's right.
Guys, if I could be selfish this morning, if you don't mind, because I'm going to take advantage of your FaceTime listeners today, because every morning when they want to turn from one channel to the other from 7 to 8:30, where do they tune in all over the world, Keith?
Well, they tune in. They can tune in on KLFCRadio.com.
I'm sorry. You said that too fast.
Sorry. KLFCRadio.com.
Live.
I'd like to invite you to join us from 7 to 8:30, right live, right here on your app on your phone. You can get it at the Google Play Store or the App Store.
That's right. You know, I want to say something, and they didn't pay me to say this, but they did give me a cup of coffee, so praise God. It is vital to support a ministry like this, KLFC. Why? Because they are spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sometimes it may be, hey, you know what, I came across 88.1 on my drive to work, and I needed that encouragement to get through the day. So I believe it is vital to support other ministries like this. Unity is what the body of Christ needs, and we need to support this type of ministry.
Thank you.
Armando, great to see you.
Good to see you guys again. Golly. Hopefully I'm not older when you invite me back.
No, and next time, if we know you're coming, we're going to get some more coffee.
Yeah, we're
on a budget. I'm glad you said that. If we could just get a few more donations, we'd get a little more
Amen.
Coffee.
No, we support it. Come on.
All right.
Well, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, a week from Thursday is when it all starts. And give me that website again where we can go check it out.
That's ReadyNowExpo.com.
ReadyNowExpo.com.
And I can go there for my sign up for my $20, right, if I'm living in
That's
New
right.
Mexico, or if I'm living in Bangladesh or wherever.
That's where you'll see the full event schedule. You'll be able to sign up. You'll be able to see everything that the Ready Now Expo has to offer.
Now, and your book?
Yeah, my book, My Crazy Life, The Moments That Brought a Gangster to Grace. You can get it through our affiliate program, jimbakershow.com, or Amazon, or themondoshow.com or wherever you get your books.
All over the place.
We like to talk to some special people that can hear the Jim Baker Show or KLFC Radio. Mr. Putin, you're just go to the internet and you can find
That's
us.
That's right. Yes. They do
okay.
watch.
Kim Jong-jung from North Korea.
Oh, they do watch.
Okay. I'm telling you, it's available to you. The Ayatollah from Iran. All of you, Mr. Z from China, it's all available right there. And you know what? What a revolution we could have if you understand. Wait a minute. I'm all wrong. Really? Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? We don't have all the answers, but we know one thing. By the blood of Jesus Christ, we are saved. Thank you, men, for coming
today.
Thank
you, guys.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen, for coming. And thank you for being live with us on Facebook. All right? Hey, join us tomorrow for another edition of Good Morning Ozarks right here at 7 o'clock. And we will look forward to what goes on the rest of the day. Check it out weather-wise. Stay tuned. Darren's going to keep us updated. Keep your ear to your weather source. And most important of all, put all your trust in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
And you're listening to the two guys
at Sunrise. See you later. Bye-bye.